Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our last show, we spoke of the positive effects of physical contact between people during stressful situations. In today's show, we will discuss the research of UVA psychology professor Shigehiro Oishi and how cultural differences in overall happiness affect the ability of people to recover from negative events. Are you happy? Well, don't try to be happier. You might become less happy. That is the essence of a multicultural study published this month in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. The study was produced by University of Virginia psychology professor Shigehiro Oishi and his co-authors Ed Diener, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and the Gallup Organization, Dong-Won Choi of California State University East Bay, Chu-Kim Prieto of the College of New Jersey, and Chelo Choi of Seoul National University. Professor Oishi and his colleagues found that, on average, European Americans claim to be happy in general, more happy than Asian Americans or Koreans or Japanese. But it is much easier for them to become less happy by negative events. And they tend to recover at a slower rate from negative events than their counterparts in Asia or with Asian ancestry. On the other hand, Koreans, Japanese, and to a lesser extent Asian Americans, are less happy in general, but recover their emotional equilibrium more readily after a setback than European Americans. Oishi said, "We found that as a person experiences more positive events, the more they feel the effects of a negative event. People seem to dwell on the negative thing when they have a large number of good events in their life. It is like a person who is used to flying first class and becomes very annoyed if there is a half-hour delay, but the person who flies economy class accepts the delay in stride." Oishi, a social psychologist who grew up in Japan and then moved to the United States at 23, is interested in comparing how people from East Asia and the United States respond to the daily events of life. He and his colleagues surveyed more than 350 college students in Japan, Korea, and the United States over a three-week period. The students recorded their daily general state of satisfaction or dissatisfaction with life, as well as the number of positive and negative events they had during the course of each day. The researchers found that European Americans needed nearly two positive events, such as getting complimented or getting an A, to return to their normal level of happiness after each negative event, such as getting a parking ticket or a lower grade than they expected. The Koreans, Japanese, and Asian Americans generally needed only one positive event to make up for each negative event. Oishi said that people who become accustomed to numerous positive or happy events in their life are more likely to take a harder fall than people who have learned to accept the bad with the good. And because negative events have such a strong effect when occurring in the midst of numerous positive events, people find it difficult to be extremely happy. They reach a point of diminishing returns. This is why the extreme happiness people may feel after buying a new car or a house or getting married can be rapidly diminished when the payments come due or the daily spats begin. It becomes a problem of ratio or perspective. Oishi said, "In general, it's good to have a positive perspective, but unless you can switch your mindset to accept the negative facts of everyday life, that these things happen and must be accepted, it becomes very hard to maintain a comfortable level of satisfaction." Professor Oishi's advice? Don't try to be happier. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the research of UVA professor Glenn Geiser and his work concerning nutrition and what are commonly referred to as bad carbohydrates. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.